This is Dawn with MovieNetTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Machete, and Danny Trejo is Machete, who's an ex-federal agent turned assassin for hire. But he gets double-crossed when he's hired to kill a senator played by Robert De Niro, and now he wants revenge big time.
Machete. I know the legend. That's him.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up in the war.
He's coming after us.
Now, this whole movie got started because there was a fake trailer for it in the movie Grindhouse, so of course they couldn't resist making it into a so-called real movie, and you probably get the idea of what the movie's all about just from the guy's name. It's not like he's called Bob or Tim or Ian or something. He is Machete, so he's all about stalking and massacring the bad guys. But if you think the movie is just about blood and violence, nope, they throw in the whole illegal immigration controversy in there too. Jessica Alba, she's an immigration agent, and Michelle Rodriguez actually sneaks immigrants into the country, and she does it wearing an eye patch, supposedly masking her identity. Totally lame. So it seems lame and violent might describe this movie. So if you're into that, this one might be for you. But if not, the next movie this week is Going the Distance. Justin Long and Drew Barrymore accidentally meet and fall in love. Problem is, she moves back to San Francisco while he stays in New York City.
It's been such a good 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm bummed it's our last night.
Can't really articulate.
6 weeks too fast. Me like you. Mine.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting. Okay, bye.
Like this?
Neither can I.
You know, I'm pretty sure they're calling this one a romantic comedy, so that would mean it's romantic to have your roommate listening through the wall while you and your girlfriend are spending some quality time in the bedroom. I think not. And nothing says funny like a mishap and a spray on tanning booth. I mean, we can never get enough of that. And then there's a friend who constantly says all things inappropriate, like we couldn't see that tactic coming from a mile away. And if that isn't irritating enough, the whole long distance thing is going just fine while she has a job as a waitress, but as soon as she gets a really cool job offer to work as a newspaper, all bets are off. They must figure out how to be together now or it's over forever. Seriously? Well, to be fair, though, there are a few moments of funny in this, but if you couldn't already guess, my recommendation this weekend is to maybe visit the zoo or something instead of seeing one of these movies. Because for me, under Movie Night Traffic Light, Going the Distance is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.